Further ahead, we have the airfare constructions. Now, there are airfare constructions which are dealing with how what will be the ticket fare. So here, there are many aspects which are coming. That is, how much fuel am I going to use for a particular flight which is going from A to B? Okay, what is the time that is going to need? What are the taxes which are involved? What are the international laws which are telling you? That is, the air travel freedom laws which are there. So earlier, without the IT, the construction of an airfare was a manual thing to be done. Today we have a software. None of the travel agents are going to sit and calculate the airfare with all the things. All right, it is the software which gives me the final ticket fare. So IT has made it possible. Next is the ticket printing. Like I explained earlier, the e-ticket printing can be done anywhere. Crew scheduling. IT helps in making sure that the scheduling of the crew is there. Now we know that it is a 24 hours service that an airline is running upon. It was, if I can give you an example, earlier if the air hostess or the cabin crew needed to go from one flight to another, there were pager systems. So there was always a beep given to the, that particular cabin crew that your next flight is so and so. All right, that's the kind of technology that was involved. Today, we have a crew scheduling planning, which is already fixed, or the information which is given. So the crew already knows what to do, how the scheduling is there, and it is matched with the flight departures of that airline. Crew management in the internal organization, the entire crew needs to be managed. So over here again, the IT is here. Yield optimization, the IT is going to help in making sure that the maximum profit is reached for the airline. Then the next is meteorological data collection and adoption of revised schedules. Now this is something which is important with respect to the safety, okay, of it. And there are revisions which are done with respect to the airline schedules. So we have instant data, and we can easily, you know, change if at all it is needed in the schedules. Baggage tracing. Now there is a very famous documentary which was there, how the baggage goes on, how the what happens inside the baggage tunnels. So one of the biggest airports of the world, that is the JFK airport, there was a documentary which showed how your bag travels from one place to another. Okay, and it was a very good documentary telling you how exactly there are small tunnels which are there, how the bag finds its way exactly to that particular baggage belt where it's supposed to be. So early today it has the baggage tracing system wherein the barcodes are read, all right, which are there on the baggage tags, and that bag goes to exactly the baggage belt which it needs to be there. All right, so baggage tracing softwares are there. Next is the flight planning. It is used by the managers so that the entire operations are running smoothly. Fuel management. Now this is something which is done wherein if I can tell you that the weight of the entire aircraft, all right, if we are talking about the aircraft in operations, it is carrying fuel with it. So that is something which is heavy for the flight to go. So here what is happening is there is a software which helps to know what will be the amount of fuel that needs to be carried if I am catching, if I'm planning a flight from A to B to C. So this particular software is helping the managers or the internal organization of the airline to make sure that they are making the routes correctly. They are making the routes in such a way that it is more cost effective for them with respect to the fuel pricing. The next is the customs interface system. Clearly there are customs department which are there. There is security reasons, security checks, all of this are coming in place, and IT is everywhere. It is involved everywhere. So clearly you can see IT has become an indispensable part if you are catching a simple air flight from A to B. So it is coming in every single phase or every single stage. Now when we talk about railway reservations, like airlines, let us take an similar example. I'm sitting in India and I'm looking for a Europe tour, all right? And I want to have this Europe tour on Eurail. Okay, what I can do is I can sit in Mumbai, I can go through the website of Eurorail. I can see what are the options, what are the passes which are there for a foreigner. I can see how long it is there, either it is a 1 day pass or a 7 day pass or an 8 day pass. What are the documents that are required? What are the payment options? What are the dates, the validity dates? What are the days when such a pass is not valid? All this, apart from that, I can also see the routing that it takes place. Okay, and further ahead, I can, if given an option, I can go ahead and book it. So this is how advanced the railway reservation is happening. So all over the world, the railway reservation is getting computerized, and there are different systems in use for reservations depending upon the volume of the traffic, availability of skilled manpower, and state of IT in that particular country. So when we are talking about such special trains, we can also take an example of special trains like the luxury trains which are there, the scenic trains which are there. These are catering to, especially to the tourist centered. That is, their main target market is tourists. So obviously, the booking has to be user friendly. It has to be on a global platform or an international platform. So let us take an example. If I'm talking about Palace on Wheels in India, the main market is the tourists, and especially the foreign tourists. So what ideal thing that we can do is make sure that there is an option for an online booking of that particular trains. So it is there on the website, so that the people who might even search luxury trains in India, they might have a website like for Palace on Wheels coming in front of them. Then they can go ahead and view what is it that is there inside Palace on Wheels. What are the coaches? How is the internal extravagant things that are there in Palace on Wheels? What are the services which are there? What are the prices, the validities of the periods? And when they are satisfied with all this information, they can have the option of going ahead and booking online. So all this is a part and parcel now of railway reservations. Now, when we are talking about country like India, let's see what we have here. Indian reservation system has become computerized instead of the few remote areas. If we compare today to the past, although there was computers which were used in railway reservations, that was limited to metropolitan cities only. But today it is on the vast scale. That is, the entire Indian railways have become computerized. I can sit in Mumbai, I can sit in Delhi, I can sit anywhere and start booking my tickets. I can make sure that I'm seeing the right kind of trains. I am searching the trains with respect to destinations. I'm searching the trains with respect to, say, the train number or the type of train which is there. And I have the option of seeing the types of berths that are available, how many are available, and going ahead and booking it. So, with the availability of internet, Indian railway system has become very high tech. With the presence of this facility, people can reserve as well as inquire about reservations from home too. Now, if we compare the earlier picture of railway reservations, if I wanted to have any kind of information, I had to either call up the railway systems, or I have to personally go to the information counter of the railway and go ahead and have the information. Then I had to ask about what are the availabilities. I had to fill up a form for the reservation, stand in huge queues, especially for the people who are taking a vacation with respect to with a train in between. So all this was very tedious. Today it is not so. IRCTC, the Indian Railway Catering and Tourism Corporation, has come up and offering the best services to railway commuters in India. IRCTC has launched its website. That's the website link comprising all informations to railway services in India. This website is popular for having a wide range of information that includes the booking of the tickets, the availability of the tickets, okay? And there is also a facility of internet tickets, which are known as i-tickets, and electronic tickets, e-tickets. Now, what are these? Okay, if I am a passenger or a traveler who wishes to take the tickets from the website, they give us two options, e-tickets and i-tickets. Now, when I'm talking about internet tickets, these are delivered to your home by email, by mail. And electronic tickets are e-tickets, which is which is sent to your email ID. You can take the printout of it and travel, but care has to be taken that you're traveling with a valid ID proof. All right, so these are the options which are given. There are also the other services which are there is reservation inquiry and cancellation of tickets. Earlier, the cancellation of tickets was only at the reservations counter, that is at the railway counters. Now today we can do it through this particular website. So all this has helped to make sure that there are many, many tourists who are using railways. Okay, it has made sure that it is the ease by which the people can use railways in their itineraries. Now, we have dealt with airlines, we have dealt with railways. So, the next option obviously is a road trip. Can IT help in a road trip? Let's see how. Okay, one can book a trip around Oslo in Norway sitting at home in India. Is it possible? Yes, it is possible. There are many companies who are giving a city tour. All right, let's see, I'm sitting in Mumbai and I'm planning a trip to Norway. There is a website which deals with city tours in Oslo. All right, it is showing me one day tour, city tour in Oslo. It is showing me two day trip to Oslo. I'm clicking on a one day trip to Oslo. Okay, then I have an option of sightseeing. Okay, pickup timings, drop timings, what are the things that this city tour will be there. I also have an option of choosing whether I want an open, open roof bus or a AC bus or a non-AC bus. All of this will come as a part and parcel of my road trip, that is my sightseeing city tour trip in Oslo. And I have this information before I'm starting the city tour. I have this information even before leaving my country. So here I can also get a total freedom of choosing the seats, a picture, get a total picture of the tour, that is how the entire tour is going to take place. Order meals, drinks, thoroughly enjoy a beautiful day with computerized reservations and customized tour on the net. Now this is the way everything has changed, and all this is possible only because of computers and IT. You can book online sightseeing tour of Oslo, the capital and the largest city of Norway. So that's just one of the example that we have here. Now let's see the other aspect wherein IT plays a major role. We have seen how IT has revolutionized how the entire operations, how the service is given with respect to airlines, railways and roadways. Let's see the operations in hotels, which is also forming a major part in tourism. Now, hotel industry benefits from IT solutions that help streamlined hotel operations. Some unique, totally integrated technology platforms deliver a range of services, including visibility to every brand and each individual hotel. Now, we all know that there are big brands. Okay, there are many chains of the hotels. Then there are many different brands, and each brand is probably catering to a different set of target market. There are individual hotel properties. So the hotel as a brand company or as an individual company needs to make sure that they are connected with each of them. So they might have a central toll-free number, or they might have a central reservation system which takes care of all the reservations throughout this many properties. So suppose if a parent hotel company is there and it has about 40 properties, that is the hotels, worldwide, and it can be streamlined, it can be made into streamlined effort, seeing that there is only one particular central reservation system. So there might be a website which is taking all the reservations, and it can be handled by the hotel. It is not only in reservations but also in other aspects that IT is influencing hotel. Let's see this. The system provides real-time visibility to financial data, simplifies front desk processes and manages billing and payments. So IT is going to help in making all of this smooth and efficient. Now, operations which are there are the first operation that we can see is the supervision and management of the hotel. This is something which is going to be helpful for the management levels. Provide the requisite services to correctly supervise and manage the hotel. Now here the word requisite services, here the word is there, and ensuring the efficient operation of the facilities and optimizing the use of those facilities. Now this is helpful in the way that it is making sure that the hotels are operating correctly. There is data, then the managers can analyze such data efficiently and make sure that there are plans and there are other things which are done to make sure that there is an efficient management of the entire hotel. Pricing structures, recommend, establish and revise as appropriate the prices for all aspects of hotel operations, ensuring that the pricing strategy meets the business goals of the client. Now what is happening is, I have a costing software. I also have I also know the competition here in that particular place. So suppose let's take an example. I am the costing manager of a hotel. Okay, I need to have the data. Okay, I need to have what are the operation costs for my hotel. I need to have the market information. All right, and further ahead, I need to know every single aspect of that hotel to make sure that I have a costing with me, and then I can come up with what will be the price of a particular room or a room night pricing basis. What are the pro rate basis structure? That is, what are the discounted prices? All that. And IT is going to help in having such pricing structures or planning such pricing structures. Repairs and maintenance. Maintain the premises of the hotel in good condition and make recommendations for necessary replacement, repairs and renovation. Now IT is going to help here also. Let's take a small example just to give an idea how IT can happen here. There are certain equipments which if installed in a hotel might tell you the the change in the atmosphere, or say this particular thing needs to be changed. For example, if I can relate this with an example, near to your home there are water filters that are there. Okay, there are indicators which indicate when you have to change the water filters. Similarly, when I'm talking about repairs and maintenance, there are scheduled repairs and scheduling of a maintenance. So if I'm talking about maintenance and repairing of equipment which are installed in the room, there will be scheduled planning. That is, okay, this particular equipment needs repair, or this particular needs a maintenance of every 1 month or every 2 months. Then IT comes here and makes sure that there is a proper plan for repairs and maintenance here. It needs to make sure that the quality or the standard of the hotel is maintained. This would incorporate a proper preventive maintenance procedure and the implementation of energy saving measures. Now here again IT comes into picture when we are talking about the new trend of eco-tails or environment friendly hotels. Now we can give an example here wherein there can be equipments which are sensitive enough, that is, they are using less energy. They are saving energy. Then there can be motion sensors which are there. For example, if I want to make sure that I am saving electricity, each room might have motion sensor electricity. So if no one is there in the room, the electricity might be cut off or the lights might be switched off. So these are small things which will make a huge impact in the overall maintenance of the quality of the hotel. So negotiating contracts with suppliers, contractors and other parties to achieve the optimum conditions of the client. So again, when dealing with the suppliers, when dealing with the contractors who are giving such equipment, one can rely on ITs and its help. Next is the risk management. Now let's see what this is. Provide guidelines, procedures and systems to ensure that the hotel is correctly maintained, looking after the health and safety risk, hygiene, personal injury requirements, as well as security and crisis management issues. Now we have big hotels which might be at risk from either the third party or the internal or any other risk which can harm the guests in the hotels or which can harm the entire hotel property. So what is happening is we are using IT. The entire security system has so much of software involved. We are talking about the CCTV cameras. So there is a particular control room which has lots of monitors which are continuously monitoring real-time information given by the particular camera. All right, so this is a part of security. Then there are various machines or x-ray machines or other kind of security machines which will be making sure that there is nothing in the bag of the guests who are checking in. Okay, this is a small thing wherein the IT or the softwares or any kind of application is coming here Further ahead, there are various procedures or systems. That is, when we are talking about, say, fire alarms, or we are talking about, they are all automatically operated. So here again, there are certain things which can, warn for an event, something is going to happen in the future. So hotel management might know beforehand because of certain softwares that they have installed, or certain information technology applications which they have installed. So all this is going to help in crisis management issues. Next is the capital movement. We are talking about money here. Present to the client recommendations and proposals for the development of the hotel facilities which would be appropriate for hotel's growth, profitability and image. So the entire accounting, or the entire how we are going to manage the capital, is the softwares are helping, the IT is helping as to, you know, tracing where the funds went, what is going to happen, how the growth is going to happen, planning and forecasting. Publicity and public relations. Here the IT and software plays a huge part, because clearly the buying behavior of the customers is changing, the way the marketing is done is changing, the strategies are changing. So responsibility for the promotion of the hotel, both internally to the residents and externally to the community, to develop the awareness and positioning of the hotel. So what is happening is, the hotel might come up with a new publicity plan, and here the software plays a major role. They might be launching a new website, they might be giving press releases, they might be calling up hosting a particular event or a festival, and all this needs to be there online. They can be using search engine optimization techniques. All this forms a part and parcel about their public relations and publicities. This would include newsletters, brochures, advertising, everything which is going to enhance the hotel's image or its identity. So this is again one of the operations where IT and software forms a major role. Now let's see the finance functions, because this is something which is main in the hotels. We are talking about accounting procedures, we are talking about financial budgets, taxations. These are the main functions of any hotel, and here there are many softwares which are developed. There are huge software companies which have contracts with major hotel brands in the world, and these software companies are developing a software to suit each hotel. So they make sure that there are specific accounting procedures, that is, the software is inbuilt. So all the accountant needs to do is manually, you know, fill in the figures, and there are reportings and accounting done in that particular heads. So there are financial budgets. Again, all the accountants or the managers need to be doing is fill in the figures, and there are many reports which come up. Taxations, IT and software needs are here, because it is a software comes up which gives you an automated procedures wherein you need to calculate what will be the taxes. Purchasing policies, banking and credit systems, operational statements and asset management. Again, here there are specific softwares which are focused on each of the functions. For example, let's take banking and credit systems. There are specific software system which is developed to suit individual hotel requirements. So if I'm talking about credit systems, suppose I'm talking about tracking the due payments to the clients, or tracing the due payments with the travel agencies, all of this reports can be generated at a click. This is because a software program is helping the accountants to do so. Asset management, clearly here I need to have reports onto what is happening to a particular hotel, what are the assets of that particular hotel, is it getting appreciated or depreciated. All of this is helping the hotel to make sure that there is huge profit involved. Now let's see what are the other departments in hotel and how IT is helping there. This is the personal department, or what we know as the HR department of the hotel. How is it going to help? How the IT is involved here? Staff recruitment process. Engage the personnel for the hotel's operation, varying requirements based on the efficient and effective operations of the hotel. Now, we know the basic function of an HR or personnel department is recruiting, all right? But the other functions which goes through that is, every hotel needs to know how many people they are going to deal with, need in order to serve the guests. Suppose if I am talking about a 500 rooms plus hotel, I need to know exactly at a peak time or when the hotels are fully occupied. How much staff in the front office department I need to have, how much staff of housekeeping I need to have. So here there are different softwares which are going to help me into forecasting my IT requirements. That is, if I am talking about a 500 plus hotel occupancy, I need to have a particular ratio as to if I am going to cater to so many of guests, I need to have that much people in my hand to make sure that the service is delivered to those many. So here again, the staff recruitment is an operations of the hotel wherein the software is going to help me. Determining the terms of the employment, levels of remuneration, benefits, working conditions of personnel in line with industry standards and the financial budget of the hotel. Now I can have a quick report. Suppose if I am, let's take an example here to explain this point. Suppose if I have already forecasted that I require, say, 50 people to be recruited in the month of March. Okay, I need to make sure that there is enough money to deal with the remunerations of those 50 people who I am going to employ. So I need to have a budget in front of me. I need to make sure that the hotel, there is no undue pressure on the hotel's budget just because I have taken 50 people right here. This can be done by one click. That is, all I have to do is just go on that software, see what are the budgets for that particular day, that particular year, and then plan as to how much can I pay to those many. All right. Then there are different data sheets which are maintained. So there is housekeeping department, how many people are working there, what are their overtime workings, what are their schedulings, what are the benefits, when they can be having their work offs, how many works off. All of this is everyday work wherein, it helps the HR department to make sure that everything is going smoothly. Training programs. Now, when we are talking about HR department, clearly training is essential. Again, when we are talking about hotel, it's a service industry. Okay, there are continuous training exam training programs which are there. There are refresher courses which are given not only to the front office staff but also to the housekeeping, the food and beverage department. The development and implementation of training programs geared towards staff retention, productivity, and implementation of new procedures. Now, here, how it has let me give you an example as to how the software is enhancing the entire training programs. Earlier, I might have a staff of 100 people or 70 people. Let's take 70 people who I need to teach a new handling procedure of a big equipment used to clean the hotel. So let us see that it's 70 people from housekeeping department, and I need to teach them how that particular equipment needs to be used for the hotel's cleaning. Okay. Today, what I can do is I can make sure that there is a video which is done, and that particular thing is involved in the training program. Okay. Further ahead, I can give them the hands-on experience with respect to that. All right, so what is happening is the way the training programs are implemented is changing because I have softwares, because I have IT with me. This would ensure the individual growth, internal promotions aimed at the long-term development of superior human resources with the operations. Now, this training program, that was just one of the examples. The other examples can be, I can have training programs which can take place at one go. That is, if I am a hotel brand who has 5 properties, and those 5 properties are located at far off locations, I can have a training program wherein the training is actually happening in one property and people are viewing it in other properties. So it is easier to train people with softwares. I can use those applications in my training programs. So the long term effect is going to be that I have many people who are trained effectively. Further ahead, I can also have the data as to what effects the training is happening. I can maintain the data as to before and after the training. All right. And this is going to ensure that my staff or the people who are going to serve the guests are on a upward growth. And in the long term, it's going to help the hotel's quality. Personal records. Record maintaining is a huge thing in HR department. So maintaining of the personal files and records, without the IT, I might have huge, you know, physical, manual paperwork to be done. Today, I have a software program which deals with it. So I do not have individual papers or individual files of each employees. All I have to do is just click on the employee history or employee data, and I have that. So these are the personal files and recordings for all persons to ensure that conditions of employment are fulfilled in according to the laws. Monitoring and appraisals, every single year that we have the appraisals, the potential appraisals, personal appraisals, all of those can be, performance appraisals can be taken care of. So it is more easier to perform.